Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
Well, today we're going to talk about visualize your 2020.
Ooh, that's catchy.
Yeah, that's catchy. The 2020 vision.
Yeah.
Ooh, so visualize your 2020. I thought of that.
I know.
Yeah. So this is the time of year for New Year's resolutions, a new year. And Dr. Prather, why is this good and how can it be more effective? And the other thing I want to ask too is, you know, the difference between a resolution and a goal.
Oh, yeah. When we talk about New Year's resolution, 60% of all Americans make resolutions for the new year. And half of them by January 31st have already failed.
Mm-hmm.
And only 8% of all New Year's resolutions actually amount to anything.
Okay, get fulfilled. Only 8%.
Only
8% of the 60%
that do. Of the 60% of the people who actually make New Year's resolution. I'm not trying to discourage people.
Right.
Well, you know, what we want to do is put a little bit more teeth behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And to take a resolution and make it a goal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really the thing that can transfer. I mean, you can make a goal at any time in your life. But it is
you don't have to just do it in January.
Yeah, you just don't, you know, and like, oh, I failed. And so, you know, I'm all done.
Yeah.
But making a goal, but it is actually a good time to do it. Because, you know, like what we do is we always look at the numbers that we have for the Prather practice and mm-hmm. on a yearly basis. How did we do? We always do goal setting. We're going to be having a big meeting on that.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I have always made goals in our personal lives, in our family, our health, in our business. And by doing that, we've been able to grow and do everything that we've been able to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. And we look at it differently, which is interesting.
Sure.
We've already done our goal, our business goals for 2020 and our first quarter goals. We break them down into quarters. But since we've been married, and we've been married how long? 28 years.
28 years.
Uh-huh. And this isn't something I did before we were married, so you introduced me to it, but we had... six different areas that we had goals in.
Mm-hmm. In our lives, personal lives.
In our personal lives, yeah. For you, a goal is not a goal. It's almost unachievable, and that's a goal to you. And I can't work that way. To me, goals have to be achievable. I mean, there's something you reach for.
Right.
So... You know, just so the listeners know, there's different ways that people look at goals.
Sure. You know, goals always want to be something that are stretched. One of the things as we make business goals,
mm-hmm.
you know, we always want to reevaluate them because I can be way out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm very enthusiastic in all my goals. And
I call you a vulgar optimist.
A vulgar optimist. you know, we want to make, you know, for you, if you don't achieve them, that's considered a failure.
Right.
And if I achieve them too easily, I'd say, oh, you know, I didn't really push myself hard enough.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that's sort of a little bit of a difference between us. But it's amazing. I mean, you have to admit that, you know, I set a lot of goals.
Yes.
And I usually achieve them.
Well, tell the story when you were in chiropractic school.
Right.
The outrageous goal you had.
Right. We had a professor who sat there and said, you know, when I was in school, write down your goals, where you want to be in 10 years, and what all you want to achieve. And, you know, think out there, be outlandish, really go for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, oh, finally, because, you know, I had shared kind of my goals with different people, even my parents, and they were like, uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Well, those are good goals. Yeah. And everybody was like, so I wrote down everything that I wanted to achieve, you know, that I had been writing up, and wrote it all out and was very excited about it. Somebody else had a vision like I did.
Yeah.
And so I get my paper back, and there was a big C minus written on it, and said, get real. This will never happen. And
so did that motivate you? What did, how did,
well,
that
for
make
me,
you feel?
For me, that motivated me.
Okay.
And I said, you know, I'll show you.
Yeah.
And I did. I achieved every single one of them.
Yeah.
That was something that, you know, I set my mind to and said, yes, I am going to achieve all these.
And you, yeah, and you have.
Yeah. And you've seen that in time and time again.
Right. Uh-huh.
So you stopped kind of like, okay.
Yeah, and when we did our goals for the business this year, you know, we have a couple that are outlandish. You know, let's just
right.
get crazy here.
Well, you know, we met our goals for this last year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, which is great.
Yeah, if you don't have a goal or something to reach, what are you reaching for? Let's talk about that. You know,
sure.
Are goals good to have and why?
Well, one other thing is Harvard University wanted to do a study of their alumni on who was successful and who was not. And they found that it wasn't, you know, from your family. It wasn't even your grades. It wasn't your connections. But they found that the thing that separated the people who were high achievers, those who were mediocre, and those who were failures, was the goals that they set.
Hmm.
The people who were the high achievers made goals. Well, interestingly enough, the people who were low achievers didn't make any goals. The people who were middle achievers made goals. The thing that separated the ones who were the high achievers were they made goals, wrote them down, and then mm-hmm. made a plan on how they were going to accomplish them.
Ah, wrote them down.
Wrote them down and made mm-hmm. a plan on how that was going to work and what all the factors that they needed and what they needed to do on a daily basis to achieve those.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a plan that was actually in place. And if you, well, I've heard this from several different smart people, you know, if you're shooting at nothing, you'll hit it every time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you make some goals, write them down, and then make a plan and follow it, that's the way to achieve what you're trying to accomplish in your life.
Well, why does writing goals, you know, writing them out make them more effective?
You know, that's one of the things that is really surprising. Sometimes they find that just writing them down
mm-hmm.
and then the person looking at them on a constant basis, you know, putting them on a refrigerator or on your mirror, all of a sudden, they achieve them, even if they don't really work at them. It's a mindset along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
Something's not written down. It doesn't have a reality to it.
Mm.
It's almost like you bring it to fruition, to a concrete type of a definition in for you, and you start to live it out.
Mm, interesting.
So that's why writing things down, and I do like to write things down. I don't know if you've ever noticed that.
Yes, you like paper. It has to be at least 10 pieces, even if you're going to use one.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah. I do make messes, though, don't I?
Yes.
But I do write down my goals.
Yeah, everything, and you know where everything is.
Yep.
It must be that genius.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, one thing I did this year is I went back through 2019, and I don't always do that.
Hmm.
You know, and one of the questions I asked, and I journal everything, but what was one of my biggest triumphs in 2019? So I think it's important, too, to kind of, you know, look back so you can see.
Oh, that's a real good point.
And one of the things was we're housing a single mother and child in one of our rental properties and
right.
At a discounted rate and kind of mentoring her.
Mm-hmm.
That's been a real triumph. Providing child care at our office for employees. That's always, you know, that came to us, what, a year ago in December. We got sure. away on a weekend and like, wow, we could do this.
Uh-huh.
And it took a while to find the right insurance. But we've been able to do that for our employees with children. Right. That was quite a triumph. So, you know, I think that's important, you know, asking yourself, what's your biggest triumph? What's the smartest decision you made in 2019? You know, the greatest lesson you learned.
Sure. You have to build on where you want to go on the history you already have.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was really rewarding because I'm the type that I just move forward. I'm always
thinking ahead.
Right. And that's why I like to journal, because I can go back and remember.
Yeah.
So.
Very good.
Yeah. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about the 6 categories to set New Year's goals.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, there was a major study by an insurance company that focused on the healthcare model you use in your office. What were the results of that study?
It actually was quite a seismic finding. I like that term.
Yeah.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. It's a Chicago-based health maintenance organization. The group has 600,000 enrolled members. So they took about 10,000 of those and put them in with chiropractors who are trained in the structure-function model. Mm. Now, not all chiropractors are trained in the structure-function model. These gentlemen actually got the same type of training that I had.
Okay.
And they were the primary care physicians. After 5 years, they had startling results.
Mm.
They had a reduction of 60.2% in hospital admissions.
Wow.
They had 59% reduction in hospital days.
Mm-hmm.
They had a 62% reduction in outpatient surgeries and procedures. And a remarkable 85% reduction in pharmaceutical costs.
Wow.
This resulted in a total savings in the first 5 years of 40% over all the other primary care physicians.
40%.
40% reduction. If you can imagine that we could reduce our healthcare costs across the board by 40%.
And get those kind of results.
And there were 80% less reactions. There was a reduction in lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
There was a reduction in everything. Plus, the people were much, much healthier and much more satisfied.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing is that the specialists, the cardiologist, the oncologist, the gastroenterologist, all the specialists, as they were asked to rate the difference in the two different models.
Mm-hmm.
They gave the structure-function model as the primary care coming in a 96% satisfaction rating, and they gave the disease model as primary care a 40%. The results are indisputable.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We're talking today about visualize your 2020. And Dr. Prather, let's talk about, we talked about the importance of having goals, really sets people apart from high achievers.
Right.
But let's talk about the 6 categories that you use to set your goals.
Sure. And these were ones that I introduced, and you really liked using those.
Right.
You know, kind of keeping, one of the things is keeping a balanced life. Mm-hmm. And that's a very important thing, because you can give it, either you're doing everything just, you know, yes, financially, or, but keeping a balance in your life is always important. So what we do is we always make spiritual goals, mm-hmm, which is a very important part of our lives. We make family goals on what we're going to be doing. And so making sure that we're keeping our family time and the times that we're together important. And vacations is one of the most important things that, yes, we do as, mm-hmm, a family. Financial, making financial goals is very critical. We also make health goals. You know, what are we going to do with our health? We also make goals for professional, you know, our business goals, and then also social goals. Mm. What are the things that we're going to be doing? And that way we can kind of keep a balanced life and really look at each area of our life and make sure that we aren't ignoring it.
Right. So there's spiritual, family, financial, health, professional, and social.
Right.
So what steps help to make goals a reality?
Well, first off, making sure that there are things that you're passionate about, mm-hmm, that you align with your values, and that they are something that you really want to achieve. The second thing is, what are the disciplines you're going to achieve that? So what are the steps that you're going to do? So you have to make them into daily habits. Mm-hmm. Or how often am I going to be doing that? What is that going to look like? So that each one of those things can actually be accomplished. Also, who is it that needs to help you to do that? Oftentimes, one of the things that people find, if there's an accountability, mm-hmm, that makes a really big difference. So if you make a goal or a resolution, and you want to take a resolution into a goal, is if you have other people working with you on it, it really helps with the whole achievement. Mm. So if you keep it to yourself, probably you're not going to accomplish it. If you get some other people involved in it, reevaluating your goal, how is it going? Don't get discouraged just because it's not going right. A lot of people give up their goals by January 31st.
Mm-hmm. And they're just at the point. Isn't a habit you need about 30, 31 days?
Right. You know, they're done with it. They said, well, how long did that last? And the majority is, mm-hmm, you know, it lasts about 30 days. Mm-hmm. Well, don't give up. Be persistent. And that's one of the things that I found in my life is persistence. There's a lot of things that come along that will hold you back. And it seems to actually become a failure, but if you keep pushing at it, all of a sudden you get a breakthrough and things start to happen.
Right.
We've
don't
seen that,
give up.
We've, yes, seen that time and time again.
It's two steps forward, one back.
Always.
Always.
And discouragement is one of the biggest problems with life, mm-hmm, and keeping you from achieving what you want to achieve. Evaluating how you're doing, making sure that you've got it going, knowing how to give and take on different things, being flexible, mm-hmm, is very important. And then knowing what type of rewards you need to actually accomplish that.
Yeah.
You have rewards to reward yourself.
Yeah, important.
So looking at all those types of things and then congratulating yourself, you know, that you've actually achieved it.
Well, one goal I had is I wanted a new hobby, and so I've been doing bird watching with the bird feeders.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in fact, you're enjoying it as much as I am.
Oh, no. I have been feeding them quite a bit.
Yeah, what did you get them? Some worms.
Mealworms.
Mealworms.
Yeah, yeah, you were real excited about that.
Uh-huh, yeah. I got that for Christmas.
I got you other
things. They were dead,
too.
Right? Yeah, you did. You did good.
All right.
Yeah, and that is so important. You know, some of the questions I'm asking myself for 2020 is, you know, what advice would I give myself to prepare for 2020?
Right.
You know, maybe be kinder to myself or give myself more grace. What would be you be most happy about completing in 2020?
Sure.
One thing, my son and I, we want to take Italian.
Oh, yes.
Our
yes,
son.
Yes,
he's
yes.
Your son, too.
Right.
We've kind of
as
put
long
it
as
off,
behave.
But I think this is the year.
Right, right. Okay. We've already got the hand gestures down.
Yeah.
People can't see that. But
yeah.
I think that Italian is coming out.
You know, and in the indulgence, what, you know, is an indulgence you want in 2020? And I think travel is something that we want to indulge in.
Sure.
We love to travel. God blesses us every time we vacation and use that time and get away. So, but Dr. Prather, what is the most common goal of the new year? I could probably guess.
Well, of course, weight loss is probably the number one.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one that people were talking about, diet, you know, all those types of things.
Yeah, why is weight loss
such a big problem?
Yes.
Well, we are becoming an obese nation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very big, it's a growing problem, no pun intended. And back in the 1970s when they started to measure that, the fattest state in the country was Mississippi, and they had had reached a 10% obesity rate. And now Mississippi has a 60% obesity rate.
What is Indiana?
Indiana is right around 40%.
40%. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So weight loss, one of the most common goals. How can the Prather practice help with that goal?
Well, we do have a program called DTS, and that is something that we encourage people to do. It is a medical weight loss. So one of the problems that people have when they try to lose weight, people who diet usually wind up fatter than what they were when they started out. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that they found that was very true for people who were obese is the higher their obesity rate was, the more times they had tried to diet.
Mm.
So dieting seems to lead to more obesity, not less.
We always talk about the word die and diet.
Right. 95% of all dieters wind up heavier than when they started.
So why is medical weight loss different than other weight loss methods?
Well, what we do is we look at the underlying reasons. So we do a lot of lab testing to find out why things are going on. I've had so many people who came into our office and said, I can't lose weight. And we do different types of lab tests. And they say, well, we know why.
Could be the thyroid.
I had one poor lady who was anemic, iron deficient, mm-hmm. didn't know it. And that's just a guaranteed way to put on weight, the body does. Like you said, low thyroid can affect that. The whole endocrine system can be off. There can be toxicities that are going on in the system. One of the things is that the gut has a tremendous amount to do with it. So doing a study of what's going on in the gut and how we can actually improve the system and make it a whole lot easier. Food allergies is a very big thing. One of the things is that other countries actually consume more calories, but have hardly any obesity in their population. Mm-hmm. What the difference is that seems to be the biggest part of a problems with diet here in America is there's so many chemicals in our diets,
mm-hmm.
you know, in our food, that we just eat stuff that is laden with chemicals, and that seems to be one of the bigger factors. Mm-hmm. So I have a friend who lives in Africa, and whenever he is, because he sometimes spends 6 months in Africa and 6 months here, and he loses about 40 pounds every time he goes to Africa,
mm-hmm.
and then gains it all back once he gets here. And he says, I actually eat more in Africa than I do here.
Mm-hmm.
But he says it's just, you know, all the chemicals and all the foods.
Right.
You know, even just the things that you don't think has it. That we live in a very toxic environment, and that's, I believe, the underlying reason. So making sure that toxicity is taken care of. A lot of people, as they start to lose weight, their liver gets backed up. So being able to detox them on that makes a very big difference. And then the big thing that we're looking for is that people lose the weight and actually keep it off.
Mm-hmm.
So putting together a plan along those lines so that they're losing it naturally in a healthy type of a way. And then also, as you do that, then you can actually maintain your weight after you've lost it.
Yeah, and we get great results with that. With that, when we come back, let's talk about what different forms of weight loss programs we offer at the Prather Practice.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
2 years ago, she signed us up for a health club. She thought that would be fun. 2 years. I've been there once. Drive by it every day. It's right on the way to Cinnabon. Come on, we'd all exercise if the weight we gain was in a more uncomfortable place on our bodies. Where do we gain weight? Our stomachs and our bodies. It's not in our way, is it? A couple pounds on your forehead, that would get you to a gym, wouldn't it? Man, I can't see nothing. People would be laughing at you too, wouldn't they? Hey, Skullmaster, you want a Krispy Kreme? It goes right to my head.
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
So let's talk about the role vitamin K plays in osteoporosis.
Well, osteoporosis, again, that can be, vitamin K can oftentimes be the missing ingredient in fixing osteoporosis. We've seen that many a time. And something that I keep on having to remind even my nutritionists, you know, oh, look at the vitamin K and see if that takes care of it.
Mm-hmm.
It does make the protein osteocalcin, which does attract the minerals. So looking at the vitamin K, checking that out, especially if you're having easy bruising, or if you're on a lot of different types of medications. Medications can really interfere with the use of vitamin K. Really looking at that and making sure that your vitamin K levels are good for the osteoporosis, one of the missing ingredients that people oftentimes are not aware of.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
Have you ever been curious about how acupuncture can benefit your health? The Prather Practice has received the NDA List Award for Best in Acupuncture for 2 years in a row.
And we've been rated the top acupuncture provider by Google+.
Dr. Robert Prather is a board-certified licensed acupuncturist. He's earned a reputation for combining effective acupuncture-based techniques with cutting-edge technology to help patients with many conditions. Acupuncture is documented and proven to help with many health issues, including pain, allergies, addiction control, anxiety, fatigue, vision problems, infertility, and so much more. We even have needle-free options for those who are a bit squeamish around needles. Call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment and experience the benefits of acupuncture for yourself. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048.
Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.
The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're talking today about visualize your 2020. So, Dr. Prather, we were talking about the most common goal for the new year is weight loss.
Sure.
And why it's not effective. And we talked about our medical weight loss program. What different forms of weight loss programs do we offer at the Prather Practice?
Well, one of the things that has been really successful that we're very excited about, that should be a part of everybody's health plan, is food allergies. You know, what are the best foods for you? We have a new genetic test that can be done by analyzing hair that will show up what is your best diet. And people who follow it really, really lose weight quite effectively. And also their health gets much better. So it's a, you know, for even people who don't have weight loss issues, but have different types of health issues, if they follow that, then they will see a very vast improvement in their health and well-being.
Yeah. And talk about the one gal that was coming in because of the hip unleveling.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had one poor gal who had some inflammation, and her hip would shift over on her, where it was raised up quite dramatically. And I was the only one that she had been to, and she'd been to like 15 doctors who could actually balance it out, but it wouldn't stay. So I would have to see her on a weekly basis and get that balance out for her.
Which isn't usually the case, but hers...
No.
Yeah.
Well, nobody else could even right. balance it out. Everybody else just made it worse. And she had a genetic fibrous condition that would cause some of the problems, so it was inflammation. And so I suggested to her that she do the food allergy testing, and she said, well, I'm willing to do whatever. Mm-hmm. So I had her do that, and now she's just doing great. As long as she follows the diet, yeah. her hips stay balanced. If she
yeah,
doesn't
she
follow the diet...
she hasn't had to come in.
Right, yeah.
I mean, it's a two-hour...
procedure for me to actually get
well, and
right
a two-hour
trip. A two-hour trip, yeah.
Yeah. She came down from the Fort Wayne area.
Right.
Yeah, interesting. Anything else on the weight loss before we move on?
Well, we also work with the hormones. We do offer HCG mm-hmm. along with that as one of the means. And, of course, just finding out what are the things that are holding back along those lines can really make a big difference. And we see some very dramatic changes. Mm-hmm. We've had some people lose 35, 40 pounds just by following without cutting down on how much they eat,
right.
but just following what foods to eat mm-hmm. is one of the biggest things that has really made a big difference for people.
Well, and I did the food sensitivity test also and introduced a lot more grains into my diet.
Right.
You know?
That's what was really working well for you, grains
yes.
and fish.
Right. And if I go, you know, off that for a little bit, I might start feeling it in my joints and everything.
Right.
But it doesn't take too long. I mean, when you're eating the right foods...
you start to feel a difference.
Yes, start to feel a difference. Well, let's talk about another common goal. This used to be the number one, but not as much. But
just because not as many people are smoking now.
Mm-hmm.
But quitting smoking is probably almost everyone who smokes at the beginning of the year resolves that they're going to quit smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's a very high failure rate, and one of the things is that you have to take the different types of steps on how you're going to do it. You know, you have to write down your goals, keep track of it, and also it's almost every goal really can't be done just by you alone.
Yes.
But it takes other people. So finding someone to help you to quit smoking is a very important aspect of that.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking about vaping here because it's
right.
smoking and vaping. Let's talk about some of the treatments we have for smoking cessation. One, auricular therapy.
Sure.
And a lot of our people may never have heard of auricular therapy that are listening. Sure. But it's one of the most effective treatments we have.
Sure. And auricular just means ear. And like I tell people is that the ears are the keypad to the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Norje, who was one of the top men who brain surgeons who mapped out the brain, found that if he hit different points on the ears that it would light up different areas of the brain, something that they can actually show now. And auricular therapy is one of the most proven therapies in the world, and what it does is it helps to rewire the brain patterns. So we've had people who've come in and gotten auricular therapy for their ears, and it's just like, you know, it was just immediately.
For the smoking?
Cessation.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was just like they didn't have any cravings for it anymore. One guy said, why don't you have it on billboards all over the city
mm-hmm.
and just do smoking cessation? Because he says, I've tried everything, and hypnosis and the Nicorette gums and all those types of things, and nothing else worked like the
But
the
they have to
therapy.
Want to do it also.
Well, yeah. It's mm-hmm. it's also a very big part of that.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, auricular therapy is absolutely wonderful for cigarette, for actually any type of addiction.
Mm-hmm. Very, very powerful. Is acupuncture also helpful for smoking?
Acupuncture also is something that's very helpful. The acupuncture works on the body and a lot of the cravings that are associated with that, whereas auricular works on the brain aspect.
Okay, interesting. What role does homeopathy play?
Homeopathy is excellent. One of the things that we do is a lot of people become addicted to cigarette smoking because they're allergic to it. Oftentimes, when you're allergic to something, you crave it. It's true of alcohol. It's true of drugs. It's true of cigarettes. One of the things is that I've had myself tested out, and I'm very allergic to cigarette smoke. It doesn't do well for me. But if I had started smoking, I would have become addicted to it much easier than the average person. Mm-hmm. So what homeopathy does is it is very good to stop allergic types of reactions. So it makes it much, much easier for people to stop smoking when they also do homeopathy along with that. The idea of allergy testing came from homeopathy. That's where they got the idea, because they found that if they give a very small amount of something to the body, that it stops the reaction. And that's basically the philosophy behind homeopathy. So excellent for stopping any type of addictive type of response.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, what are other helps with smoking cessation?
Well, you know, you need to also look at other different ways of getting the body to relax. Getting yourself healthy, getting on a healthy diet. People find that if they eat a whole lot of sugar or foods that aren't good for them, that they have more of a cravings. Anytime that you are healthier, then your body can actually react better, and you are able to get off of any type of an addiction type of aspect. Mm-hmm. One of the things that for drug, alcohol, or cigarette addictions, that the ones that are the most successful programs are the ones that are looking at the whole body and trying to get the whole body healthier. Mm-hmm. And when you get the whole body healthier, you're able to overcome the bad habits that you shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. Other ways of also working with that is massage, getting that relaxation. The agitation that comes from transferring off of cigarettes is something that needs to find a way to be taken care of. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of different types of helps along those lines, and seeking those out is a really smart idea.
Well, I know for me, massage is one of my rewards.
Right.
You know, for working toward a goal or working hard.
Sure.
So important. Well, let's go on to another goal that's set a lot at the beginning. We talked about weight loss, smoking cessation. How about exercise? Why is exercise important, and why should that be an important goal in our life?
Well, exercise, again, is one of the top five goals that everybody kind of looks at. And exercise, as I always like to say, cures a world of sins. Mm-hmm. If you exercise, there's a lot more room for a margin for error in your life on how you eat, how you sleep, all those different types of things that are important. Exercise makes up an awful lot of that. So if you have a good exercise program and a balanced exercise program, it can really go a long way on helping with your health, weight loss. Exercise is also one of those things that is good to even help stop smoking. As I was talking to one gentleman who was wanting to quit a bad habit, as I said, how do you quit a habit? Mm-hmm. You know, denying yourself doesn't really work. What you do is you replace one habit for another.
Ah. Uh-huh.
And let's say that, you know, eating is a problem for you. Mm-hmm. So whenever what you do is you
overeating.
Overeating. Mm-hmm. So what you do is you replace the exercise with the overeating, or you replace exercise with the smoking. So making exercise as long as it's not too much, a good habit can replace other different types of habits. So that's always a great way to kind of work that, you know, find those different types of things to make your life better.
And it can be as simple as just stop drinking pop.
Right.
You know, or diet pop. Or I just ran into someone, she lost 40 pounds and was motivated by one of her children's getting married. She said she had to lose weight and stop drinking pop, started exercising, and lost 40 pounds.
Sure.
It looked great.
And not all habits are bad.
Right. You know, right. I like that, replacing.
Yeah. Right. Find out, you know, and that's one of the things you can do with your goal. You can sit there and write down, these are my bad habits.
Mm-hmm.
These are my good habits. What can I add to my life to replace the bad habits?
Yeah.
Because our life is made up of our actions.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get the right actions, you're going to get the right results.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So heading in that direction and just looking at it along those lines is a good way of approaching everything.
All right. When we come back, more on Visualize Your 2020.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. What do you mean by the statement, Dr. Prather, hormones the key to unlocking weight loss?
It's a very common type of thing that people come in and they say, I've been doing everything right to lose the weight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what else I can do. The hormones and the nervous system are the two things that tell the body what to do. The hormones have a very big regulatory type of effect on our weight. If the hormones say, no, you're not going to lose weight, you're not going to lose weight. Oftentimes, when we do some thorough evaluation, we find some issues and get that fixed, and it's amazing what happens.
What is your protocol for weight loss?
We do consult. We need to do a thorough consultation.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have a thorough examination. We need to have thorough lab tests. Then we need to put that together with the lifestyle of the patient. One of the first things that you have to do is you have to get those hormones balanced. And sometimes you have to cheat a little bit.
What does that mean?
Well, we have to sometimes fool the body. The body is stubborn, and it has a set weight limit. And I would actually put it as a picture mm-hmm. of what you should look like.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes it's off.
Mm-hmm.
So we can use the hormones to fool the body to make a shift. One of the things that we offer is HCG shots, human chorionic gonadotropin, and that is involved with, it works on the hypothalamus to tell the body it's okay to burn fat and change the weight, what the fat percentage is.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of burning muscle, which you normally do when you go on a diet, which is why most diets don't work, because you become more fat because the fat percentage increases mm-hmm. as you lose weight.
It's wasting muscle.
It's wasting muscle. This will burn up the fat and change the percentage of fat so that there is a true hormonal change. We can fool the body to change its set point because it can be pretty stubborn. We also keep very close records on the changes that are taking place.
Mm-hmm.
We measure the fat percentage. We make sure mm-hmm. that people aren't just losing muscle. There are dietary, there are all sorts of strategies on diets, and we're very, very flexible in finding what diet works the very best. We make sure that they are healthy and able to follow it mm-hmm. and then incorporate a whole lifestyle and then make sure that it stays, because the last thing we want is yo-yo dieting.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling, yeah. Streetlights.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
Well, we're talking today about Visualize Your 2020, and we talked about, you know, the top goals, why goals are important, why it's important to write them down. We talked about weight loss,
sure.
smoking cessation, and exercise. Dr. Prather, what are your five categories of exercise?
Aerobic exercise, which is probably the most important one, anaerobic exercise, kinesthetic sense, flexibility, and body balance.
Ah, well, let's talk about aerobic exercise. What are the health benefits?
Well, aerobic exercise gives the most health benefits of any exercise out there. One, it works on the circulation. If there's a defect that goes on with the body, it's that the heart is dependent upon its oxygen to get that and its nutrients from aerobic exercise. Mm-hmm. If you don't do aerobic exercise, there's a debt that starts to accumulate in the heart, which starts to break it down and cause most of the heart problems that people have. So getting the aerobic exercise into your life is a very necessary type of aspect. And aerobic exercise, of course, is more of the long-term type of running is the main thing that people talk about. Mm-hmm. Also walking accomplishes that aerobic exercise. Now, if you do your exercise where you're exercising so hard that you become winded, where you can't actually, you know, you've got
talk or
anything like that, then you've gone beyond your aerobic exercise and going more into anaerobic.
Okay.
See, aerobic exercise is oxygen-based. Anaerobic is non-oxygen.
Ah.
So you need to be able to not overstress your body to be able to keep doing the aerobic exercise.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that you can actually push yourself too far, and you don't get the benefit of the aerobic exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Aerobic exercise, it's usually about 5 days a week is what the optimum is.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a cascading improvement. So 15 minutes, you get 20 to 30% benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Half an hour, you're getting about 75% benefit, and then it peaks at about at an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get the full benefit in a day of aerobic exercise, just getting up to an hour really does it. Once you go beyond that, the health benefits aren't that great.
Okay.
So even 15 minutes, you get a tremendous amount of benefit
mm-hmm.
from aerobic exercise. Half an hour, you get more. 45 minutes, you even get more. Hour, you've kind of reached your peak of benefit along those lines. That's why they recommend for exercise people on how to keep yourself healthy, it's about an hour 5 days a week.
Okay.
And that's all you need to do.
I like the interval training.
Right.
Because I get bored real easily.
Yeah.
You know, and I have to do weights with a group. I'm not going to do them by myself.
Right.
You know, so.
And that is a little bit more anaerobic.
Right, that I'm doing. Let's talk about why is anaerobic exercise important?
Well, anaerobic for weight loss, combining anaerobic and aerobic is the best way to accomplish that.
Mm-hmm.
Anaerobic is where you're pressing your body farther than the oxygen can actually provide.
I feel that.
So weightlifting, sprinting,
mm-hmm.
Those types of things are considered anaerobic exercise, which is also very beneficial. And it helps to build muscle, ligament strength, tendon strength, bone strength, all those types of things. So it's very beneficial, but not as beneficial as aerobic exercise.
Got it. So how important is flexibility?
Flexibility. A good way that I like to describe flexibility is a baby. You can just kind of bend them like Gumby.
Uh-huh.
And then when you're completely stiff, it's called rigor mortis. So the one of the things that you use to measure biological age uh-huh. is how flexible you are.
I tell that to patients, yeah.
So flexibility is absolutely critical to be able to maintain your health and well-being. And it improves the strength, the ability. One of the things that I find is people who aren't flexible get injured easily.
Mm-hmm.
So anaerobic and aerobic exercise oftentimes go by the wayside because of injuries, and flexibility is the reason that injuries start to occur. So flexibility keeps you young, keeps you supple, and keeps you being able to do all the other types of exercise.
Yeah. You see that a lot in yoga, and people that have been doing yoga from a young age until
right
their later
they years. Stay younger.
Mm-hmm.
The people who do well in our office, who live the longest, are the people who are the most flexible.
Interesting. Is muscle balance important, and how can that be achieved?
Well, muscle balance, if things get out of balance, then that starts to cause a lot of back pains. Also, it's a good way to wind up getting injured.
Mm-hmm.
So making sure, you know, people who just do one type of exercise all the time,
mm-hmm.
It's not healthy for the individual. Homeostasis is what we're really looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And homeostasis is balance. And balancing out the body is extremely important. Chiropractic adjustments are excellent way to do that. We do a lot of rehabilitation exercises, and basically what I'm looking at is I'm saying that the extensors are over tight, the flexors are weak,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so we do exercises to correct that imbalance.
Right.
And if you, if you suffer from back pains, neck pains, oftentimes because your body's out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the best way
even
to achieve that? Right. The chiropractic adjustments, the special types of exercises, basically with rehab, you know, mm-hmm. rehabilitation exercises are basically, just to get it real simple, are exercises to rebalance the body.
Yes. Great. And let's talk about kinesthetic sense and how can that be developed.
Well, kinesthetic sense is really completely how old you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to look at kinesthetic sense, people who have a high kinesthetic sense, we call them natural athletes.
Well, let's define what it is.
Sure.
People. Isn't it your body and space where you are?
Right. The awareness of your body in space and time.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kinesthetic sense. And that kinesthetic sense is the definition of a good athlete.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a natural athlete,
mm-hmm.
where they can kind of feel where they are and know how to adjust it. People who are out of balance in their body lose that kinesthetic sense. And when you do that, that's when people become frail. They fall easy. They're unsteady on their feet. All the things that we think of as an aging process.
Mm-hmm.
Now, interestingly enough, the exercise that they say is the best for kinesthetic sense is Tai Chi.
Yes, one of your favorite things to do.
That is what my personal exercise that I really like to do is Tai Chi. That really helps with the kinesthetic sense.
Yeah. So it's really good to think of exercise broken up in those five.
And again, looking at the balance in the system.
Well, I want to make sure we have enough time to talk about, let's talk about your goals for 2020, Dr. Prather. Anything you want to share about?
Well, you know, one of the big things that I'm looking at is not just, is some goals for myself, but really my biggest goals are for other people.
Mm.
So I'm in that stage of life where I'm mentoring people,
mm-hmm.
trying to develop people within the office, trying to disciple people spiritually and other different types of ways. And so really what I'm looking for is main thing in my goals is pouring them into other people to help to develop them. So mm-hmm. that's where my main goals are this year.
Yeah, that's a great goal. What advice would you give yourself to prepare for 2020?
Well, keep with things, make the goals, find some help. I've got someone who's helping me with all my goals,
mm-hmm.
And writing them down, and then keeping track of how they're doing. And then I'm kind of making up steps for other people to follow. And these are the different areas that I want them to achieve, and then making sure that they achieve them.
Great. You know, one thing I heard Tom Hanks share about playing Fred Rogers, Mr. Neighborhood, was something he said, wait. You know, thinking about the word wait, why am I talking?
Well, that's not usually my problem.
No, that's not your problem, but that's the advice I would give myself to prepare for 2020. And then what am I most looking forward to learning in 2020 is... I want to learn pickleball and Italian.
Ooh, good things.
Yeah, now that gets me excited.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather.
Thank you, Lisa. Always a pleasure.
Visualizing your 2020.
All right.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.